We hear that bell, and that means it is time again for the Warren County Radio Bible School. And so get your Bibles, and this morning turn in your Bibles to James chapter 2. And we'll be looking at the book of James chapter 2 in just a moment. We're studying about Abraham and how he became a blessing to the whole world, and particularly how that God blessed the whole world through the seed of Abraham, and that seed leading right to Christ. And so we look at that promise there in Genesis chapter 12, where God promised Abraham, "In thee shall all the nations of the earth be blessed." And that is the missionary message of the Bible. The fact that the Bible message is for all the world. And we are to teach it into all the world so that all the world can be blessed by the things which God has taught us in His Word. And so we'll look at James chapter 2 in just a moment, and I'll explain why we need to look at that passage. But first, let me remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. In our last class session, we were reading about Abraham, both in the book of Romans and in the book of Galatians, and they're addressing a similar problem. There were among the Jews those who thought that the Gentiles needed to keep the law of Moses in order to be saved. You see, the law of Moses was not a missionary law. It was only for the Jews, and it was only for a time, and the time for that law had passed for the Jews, and it never was a law for the Gentiles. But the Jews, having been raised up under that law and being circumcised under that law, some of them had said in Acts chapter 15 that except ye be circumcised, ye cannot be saved. And so Paul brings up Abraham, who is said to be justified by God before God gave the law of circumcision. Now, that's the specific law Paul is talking about in Romans chapter 4. And so we read in Romans chapter 4 in verse 2, "For if Abraham was justified by works, he hath whereof to glory, but not before God." And in Romans chapter 4 in verse 4, "Now to him that worketh, the reward is not reckoned as of grace, but as of debt." So does that mean that Abraham did not need to obey God in order to be justified? That is a false conclusion from this. And it takes these passages out of context, because we see immediately after this in Romans chapter 4 and verse 9, "Is this blessing then pronounced upon the circumcision or upon the uncircumcision also?" Paul is discussing in Romans particularly that law of circumcision, which Abraham did not need to obey. And if Abraham could be justified by faith without compliance with the law of circumcision, then the Gentiles can be justified by faith today. We need to remember that Abraham is our example, and we are to walk in the steps of the faith of our father Abraham. Not just to have that faith, but to walk in the steps of that faith. Romans chapter 4. And so this does not exclude obedience. And again, in the book of Galatians, in Galatians chapter 3, the law he is talking about there in Galatians, that is our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ, is the old law. And we are not to be justified by trying to keep the old law of Moses. But that does not mean that we can fail to be obedient to Jesus Christ and still expect to be justified by Him. Anytime anyone begins to tell you that you don't really need to do what God says you should do in the Bible, then you should be suspicious that that teacher may not fully understand what he is talking about. Of course we need to do what God says, and we need to do what God says for the reason God says it. And this is important because it tells us in the book of Hebrews that Jesus is the author of eternal salvation to all them that obey him. Now this obedience does not mean that we are earning our salvation. It simply means we're humbling ourselves to the will of Christ. And when we do that, Christ will save us. Let's listen how James describes this in that passage I ask you to turn to as we begin this lesson. James chapter 2 and verse 14. What doth it profit, my brethren, if a man say he hath faith and hath not works? Can faith save him? I want you to notice the import of that question in James. When he says, can faith save him, he's talking about faith without works. Faith only. Faith alone. Can that save a man? Well, now, faith can save a man apart from the works of the law of Moses and apart from circumcision. But faith does not save a man apart from the works of obedience to the gospel of Jesus Christ. And so this is the question. Can faith save him? That is, faith without submitting to God's will? Let's hear him answer this in verse 15, James 2:15. If a brother or sister be naked, and in lack of daily food, and one of you say unto them, go in peace, be ye warmed and filled, and yet give them not the things needful to the body, what doth it profit? Even so faith, if it hath not works, is dead in itself. Yea, a man will say, thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith apart from thy works, and I by my works will show thee my faith. Thou believest there is one God, thou doest well. The devils also believe and shudder. But wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith apart from works is barren? Now hear this about Abraham. James chapter 2 and verse 21. Was not Abraham our father justified by works in that he offered Isaac his son upon the altar? Thou seest that faith wrought with his works, and by works was faith made perfect. And the scriptures was fulfilled which said, Abraham believed God, and it was reckoned to him for righteousness. And he was called the friend of God. Ye see that how by works a man is justified, and not only by faith. Our text in Genesis chapter 22, 15 through 18, for this Sunday school lesson that we will look at in a few moments. Our text here says that the angel of the Jehovah called unto Abraham a second time out of heaven, and said, by myself has I sworn, saith Jehovah, because thou hast done this thing, and thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, that in blessing I will bless thee, and in multiplying I will multiply thy seed as the stars of the heaven, and as the sand which is upon the seashore. And the seed shall possess the gate of his enemies, and in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice. An objection that I have heard to James in this manner is that some have said, oh, but Abraham was already justified, and you're not talking about the justification of a lost man, but the justification of a justified man. Well, is that so? Let's see. What does it say in the next verse? James chapter 2 and verse 25. And in like manner, Was not also Rahab the harlot justified by works, in that she received the messengers and sent them out another way? When James is talking about the justification of Rahab, he's not talking about the justification of a justified woman. He's talking about the justification of a heathen harlot. And how is it she was justified? She did what she was told to do. And so we read in James chapter 2 and verse 26, "For as the body apart from the spirit is dead, even so faith apart from works is dead." Do you want to be justified? Do you want to be justified as Rahab the harlot was justified? Do you want to be justified as Abraham the faithful was justified? Then the way to be justified is to walk in the steps of our father Abraham. And you will be justified when you hear the gospel, believe the gospel, and obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. And do not listen to those who tell you that obedience is not necessary. That is not what the Bible teaches. Now, to obey the gospel, you need to repent of your sin. That means to turn from it and abandon that and resolve in your heart that you are going to follow Jesus. As we sing in that song, "I have decided to follow Jesus." And then after repentance, you need to confess His name before men. For with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. And then having confessed His name, you need to be baptized into Christ. Buried with Him by baptism into Christ. Whereof you rise to walk in newness of life. And you have that new life because Acts 2:38 says, "We're baptized for the remission of our sins." The Bible teaching on that is so plain. And that's what we learn from Abraham. And that's what we need to preach and to teach in all the world. "Go ye therefore and preach the gospel to every creature," Jesus said in Mark chapter 16 in verse 15 and 16. "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned." So there is a missionary message when it comes to Abraham. Let's look for a few moments at Abraham's character. And I want to read to you from Elam's notes for a Sunday school lesson that he had prepared for October the 7th, 1923. E.A. Elam wrote, "Abraham was one of the greatest men, and his character one of the grandest and noblest of all history. His father and kindred were idolaters," Joshua 24, verses 2, 14, and 15. "God separated Abraham from his father's house, and the worship of the one true and living God might be kept pure. Your fathers dwelt in old time by the river, even Terah, the father of Abraham and the father of Nahor, and they served other gods. And I took your father Abraham from beyond the river, and led him throughout all the land of Canaan, and multiplied his seed, and gave him Isaac." Joshua chapter 2, verses 2 and 3. Abraham was called the friend of God, James 2:23, and God's friend forever, 2 Corinthians 20 and verse 7, or 2 Chronicles 20 and verse 7. "Of whom God said, Abraham, my friend," Isaiah 41 and verse 8. And Jesus calls His disciples His friends in John chapter 15 and verse 14, saying, Ye are my friends, if you do whatsoever I command you. For whosoever shall do the will of my Father who is in heaven, he is my brother and my sister and my mother. Matthew 12:50.